Welcome on into Sports Talk, our Thursday, August the 20th edition. Month flying by. Time flies when you're having fun, and it is football season, folks. We're going to be checking in on the Black and Gold, who are out in California, joint workout with the LA Rams today. I want to let you know, Mike Dettillier taking the day off. He gets a day of rest, well-deserved. It'll be me and Charlie Long taking you until 8 p.m. this evening. I mentioned after the first break, we're going to check in on that Saints joint workout with the LA Rams. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us, giving us the latest and greatest out in California. 5 o'clock hour, we'll get into some LSU football talk with Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network news and sports director, talking about what Lane Kiffin had to say today as the Tigers resumed their fall camp workouts with media in attendance. 5:35, some more on the enemy, those LA Rams. Greg Beecham, who covers the Rams for the Associated Press, will join us as we get ready for preseason action Saturday. The act will all kick off right here on WWL Saints Radio on Saturday. A 3 o'clock start, 11 a.m. pregame coverage will start. And then 6 o'clock hour, back out to California we'll go for the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, who will give us his news and notes from that Saints joint session. And in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll focus a lot on our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American, bringing you the latest and greatest from head coach Kellen Moore, cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry, and a whole lot more Saints players. Plus, we'll even hear from LSU head coach Lane Kiffin. You heard Charlie Long before the show started in the Sports Flash talking about the NFL fining the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys $500,000 each for what the NFL called actions that took place at a joint practice between the teams earlier this week. The competition committee has made sportsmanship, including at joint practices, a point of emphasis over the past several years. All clubs were reminded by memo prior to training camp of their responsibility in preventing unsportsmanlike behavior at joint practices that has had the potential to result in injuries. Well, I mean, we saw, I think it was at least 8 to 10 scuffles break out on Tuesday's session against Dallas.
Crazy.
And what do you know, Charlie, though, today against the LA Rams, not a single problem.
And Steve, remind me, were there any problems last week with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Nope, not an issue as well. So something about that star on the helmet.
No, it is really funny seeing both sides be like, oh, well, our team hasn't had any kind of issues with any other team at the joint practices. Well, you know, it didn't work out on Tuesday, and there were plenty of dust-ups. $500,000 fine for both the Cowboys and the Saints. Steve, as long as it's just that, as long as it's no suspensions incoming for these players, because as soon as I saw the report, Underdog had this, that Brian Schottenheimer, and it was brought up to Kellen Moore earlier today as well, Brian Schottenheimer said the NFL reached out to him saying, give us the tapes from this practice. We want to see what exactly happened. That's when you kind of hold your breath. You're like, uh-oh, like, discipline could be coming from the NFL here, but if it's just a fine for both teams, it's not the end of the world. It is what it is. It was an ugly workout for the Saints and Cowboys by all reports and accounts. We've talked with Jeff Nowak, we've talked with Deuce, we've talked with Haas throughout the week about it. It was just an ugly, ugly practice out there, which is just dumb. Like, when you have these joint practices, the reps are so important. Why are you getting in dust-ups every other play? It's just silly, but hot heads, I guess, prevailed there. But it was good to hear, you know, we'll talk with Jeff after the first break here, Steve, that there weren't any of those issues with the Rams today.
No, cooler heads prevailed today.
They actually got good work in without having to worry about fights every other play. So that's obviously good to hear as well. Once again, as long as there's no suspensions that come from the Cowboys and Saints joint workout, it's completely fine.
Also, not too much on the injury front from today's workout. Like you said, we'll talk more with Jeff after the first break here. I did see that Cesar Ruiz kind of left practice early, but he was at least on the sideline during practice. So you're hoping that it's nothing that serious with him.
Kellen called it an ankle. He basically said that he left with an ankle. Jeremiah Wright filled in. That's something else we'll get to talk with Jeff about, is how the rookie fourth-round pick looked in the absence of Cesar Ruiz, a player that a lot of our listeners and texters always reach out to us about. It's just like, how is, you know, the rookie guard looking? I think a lot of people are also kind of against Cesar Ruiz, so they're hoping that Jeremiah Wright pushes him. Obviously, it's his rookie campaign. I'm not expecting him to be a starter at any point unless there is injury to Cesar Ruiz. But yeah, no, he left with an ankle injury. Wright filled in for him. A couple other injuries to, like, John Ridgeway, the defensive tackle, Dallas Beanham, the
corner. Right, I did see that.
Otherwise, a solid practice all around for the Saints.
Did get a day of rest for Caden Ellis, linebacker, and also wide receiver Chris Olave. I guess after Tuesday's session against Dallas, Chris definitely deserved a day off after we heard, you know, Deuce McAllister raving about the performance he put on.
That he torched the Cowboys, and that he was cooking them, I think is exactly how Deuce had put it. Yeah, give him a rest day.
Especially with all the injuries. And we got Devon Vele back in action.
Correct.
He had been out the past couple of practices.
And that's something that we'll also bring up with Jeff here in just a minute is, you know, with Tyson and technically Olave missing this joint workout with the Rams, Devon Vele is probably that guy, right? And I think he showed up and was that guy for the Saints passing attack against the Rams defense. And he had a really nice day at this practice. You know, Bryce Lance reportedly also was very, very solid.
The birthday boy. Turned 24 today.
Congratulations. Happy birthday to Bryce
Lance.
Yeah,
had a 2-touchdown day from what I saw.
Absolutely. That's a very nice day for him. So having some of these guys in the wide receiver room step up in the absence of guys like Jordan Tyson, obviously due to injury, and Chris Olave for a rest day at this joint workout is definitely nice to see as well.
You know, going back to the altercations that kept breaking out with the Dallas Cowboys and the Saints on Tuesday, I think things really got magnified, Charlie, when the clip of Brock Recksteiner suplexing one of the players went viral. Yeah. I even saw a wrestling Twitter site putting the information out there, and the NFL, seeing that, wants no part of that being part of the quote-unquote shield.
Right, and that's why they got fined. But I'm just happy it's just a fine. Because when Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, said the NFL reached out to him specifically and asked for the tape, it's like, this could go from, you know, just some dust-ups in a practice to the NFL levy some more than just a fine, maybe even a suspension to a player or two involved. Thankfully, as of now, as of recording it, you know, 4:18 on Thursday, that has not been the case, and it's just been the fines. They don't like to see that. I don't think either coach likes to see it either. It's just like, what are you knuckleheads doing? You got to get the good work in.
You know, you expect the trash talk and maybe a little pushing and shoving. Obviously, you don't want to see even Eric McCoy taking somebody's helmet and tossing it.
That kind of action was going on.
That's
scary. Like, that's Eric McCoy is someone that you cannot lose for any
reason.
Doing
a Kyle Turley impression out there.
Yeah, doing something silly like, you know, getting involved in a dust-up at a workout. I mean, once again, from all accounts, from the people out there, we're here, obviously, but from the people out there, it was like every other play, Steve.
Yeah.
It's like, what are these idiots doing? Like, I don't know. Kellen seemed annoyed by it.
Seeing it unfold on Twitter, I was like, oh man, they're going to end up calling this practice.
I'm sure Schottenheimer was annoyed by it too. You know, like, once again, the reps are too valuable for these joint workouts to be getting involved in all these dust-ups every other play. It's silly. And, you know, the fines are levied on both teams, and let's just hope that's as far as they go.
Hoping for, you know, less injuries as well. We do have some preseason action tonight to keep an eye on, folks. Las Vegas Raiders and the Houston Texans kick off on ESPN at 7 p.m. Then at 9 o'clock tonight on the NFL Network, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers and the L.A. Chargers in action. So two Thursday games this evening on television that you can check out. The Black and Gold have their magic against the L.A. Rams. That's a Saturday kickoff at 3 p.m., and then they'll wrap up the preseason. A little bit strange. You know, they practice against the Cowboys on Tuesday. They'll wrap up preseason play next Friday against Dallas, and that's a night game for the Black and Gold. So two Saturdays and a Friday matchup in the preseason for the Saints. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk right now. When we get back, we'll check in California, find out what exactly happened in today's workout with the LA Rams, who was and wasn't in action, and what stood out. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. So keep it locked right here. He'll join us after the break on WWL. Boy, things have changed around sports, obviously, and you also things in radio land as well. You don't need a traditional radio to stay locked into WWL anymore. You can stream us live on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps from your favorite talk shows to breaking news and weather. You can take WWL wherever the day gets you. This is the power of listening anytime, anywhere. Back here on WWL Sports Talk, we are heading out to California right now, where Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak just watched another Saints joint practice. This time, Jeff, a lot less scuffling going on, as you called it. You took the under the other day on how many fights would break out, and I believe it was a clean practice today. No issues going against the Rams.
No, and that's a good thing. Like you, if there was another day with a bunch of fights, then you would have looked back at Tuesday and been like, man, maybe the Saints were the problem. I think the NFL kind of took it as, hey, this was a equal opportunity punishment situation. Both the Cowboys and the Saints got fined $500,000. You know, they each had their part in that. So, you know, I asked Kellen if, you know, they really emphasized it. He said they acknowledged it. They did talk about it, but it wasn't, you know, this big thing. They just understood, hey, you got to go out there. It's about football. You got to go play football. And that's what we saw today. It was a shorter practice. You know, I think the Saints are dealing with a few injuries. They're a little banged up. So I think they cut out like the 2 minute situation at the end, and you had a kind of lighter day. You had a couple guys taking rest days. Chris Olave didn't participate. Caden Ellis didn't participate. But otherwise, I thought it was a good solid day of work.
You know, maybe the NFL caught wind of the Brock Recksteiner body slam and that kind of, and you know, piqued their interest even more, I feel like.
Well, the NFL did make a point earlier this offseason to send out a memo to all 32 teams back in July saying, hey, joint practice conduct is going to be a point of emphasis. We do not want to see fights. We do not want to see particularly fights that lead to injuries, which is what they're really trying to avoid. When you get into these brawl situations, like guys get heated, a little pushing and shoving isn't a huge problem. But the way it was going on at that practice where you had these kind of extended, like benches clearing type brawl situations, like you mentioned, the Brock Recksteiner clip where he's getting into a fight with Jalen Thompson and he ends up going to the ground. There's a clip, there's pictures on AP of like Phil Galliano right in the middle of the mix with all these guys in pads. Like that's a dangerous situation, you know? So, I don't blame the NFL for coming down hard. It does feel like the Saints and the Cowboys are getting kind of made the examples of a little bit. But, hey, I mean, they earned it, right? Like, that's what everyone was talking about. So, I don't think they have much reason to be upset about the results of the NFL's discipline, even if it's a little frustrating to have to cut that, you know, $500,000 check.
Jeff, it is kind of funny to see on social media, specifically Twitter, like both, I guess, groups of reporters or beat writers saying, oh, I mean, our guys haven't had any issues at any other joint workouts. Oh, our guys haven't had any issues at like, your team's dirty. No, your team's dirty. But it is kind of goofy. You mentioned the whole situation with Chris Olave. He takes the rest day. We know what happened with Jordan Tyson. We got that report earlier in the week. So the wide receiver spot was one of intrigue, I think, for today's practice. And you talked a lot in your notes about Devon Vele and Bryce Lance. Just want to get your reporting on, you know, how some of the, I guess, guys a little bit lower on the totem pole with Olave and Tyson out performed.
Yeah, and I think Jordan Tyson being hurt and not being available, I think that does lead you, if you're the Saints, to probably being a little bit more cautious with Chris Olave, because if he were to go down in a joint practice, you know, there's a little bit of uncontrollable situations. Look at Alvin Kamara. You're not hitting in that practice on Tuesday, but, you know, Maliki Matavale gets blocked into the side of him and he gets hurt and there's nothing you can do about it. I think the one thing the Saints needed to avoid was coming home from this trip and not having Chris Olave or Jordan Tyson. So they made the decision to sit him down, and I can't be mad about it. Got a lot of work on Tuesday. But, yeah, like today was interesting because you did have Devon Vele out there. He got a rest day on Tuesday, so he was heavily involved. Tyler Shuck hooked up with him over the middle of the field a few times. But it was Bryce Lance mainly who got the bulk of the work, who had the most production outside of Devon Vele. He had a couple nice touchdowns in the red zone. One was kind of a slot fade where he just dusted, I want to say it was Quentin Lake, you know, and Tyler Shuck laid it over the top. You know, when you're throwing to a 6'3 receiver, it's as a quarterback, you just have so many more options of where you can deliver that ball compared to, say, like last year with like a Brandon Cooks. Like it just gives you way more wiggle room on where you can deliver it and how you can release the ball. He had another touchdown coming across the middle. So I think you're seeing Bryce Lance develop. And he's still got a ways to go. I think he still has to refine his route running a lot. But I was happy with what I saw from him. Outside of that, I don't think the Saints offense was hugely productive today. It was a lot more of the kind of dinking and dunking offense. We're still kind of seeing the downfield action be a little subdued. Like they're very efficient over the middle of the field. But I felt like today you could really feel Chris Olave's absence because there were plays where, you know, Tyler was just holding onto the ball a lot longer than you've seen, particularly on Tuesday, because I think he was just waiting for guys to get open and guys didn't get open. So he's trying to extend plays. The Rams, even without Myles Garrett out there, the Rams defensive front is still really, really good. And they were getting after it, probably two or three sacks, a couple more that, you know, he probably evaded. but wasn't able to make anything up downfield, where he kind of just throw it away. Berrion Brown, I think he might have had one target. He might have had one catch. You know, not a huge day for him. Bub Means had a few targets. I think he only had one catch. So, I wouldn't say it was a hugely successful day for the Saints offense, but they did make some big plays. They did run the ball well, which was nice to see. It was the second practice in a row we've seen them really kind of get good push in the run game. I do want to note that in the pass protection part of it, Cesar Ruiz went down. I want to say it was in the second team period. Eric McCoy kind of got rolled up on him. Looked like he was dealing with an ankle issue or something to that extent with his left leg. So that'll be one to watch. He did stick around. He was moving okay at the end of practice. So hopefully it's not anything serious, but that'll definitely be one to monitor.
Jeff, you just mentioned there with Cesar Ruiz, when he goes down, who ends up stepping up into that role?
Yeah, today it was Jeremiah Wright.
Okay.
You know, and it would have been Dylan Radins previously. He's right. Down with a torn ACL. He's out for the year. So for now, it looks like Jeremiah Wright is that first guy off the bench. You know, rookie fourth-round draft pick out of Auburn. Kind of a raw player. I'd be surprised if you go into the regular season and don't have a more proven option to be that kind of step-in, backup, interior lineman, whatever you want to call him, your sixth or seventh offensive lineman. Like, I would feel a little nervous going into the season with him in that role, just because we've seen, you know, how many games did Dylan Radins start last year? 10? You know, so that's a position that, you know, you can be relying on them really quickly. That said, I did think Jeremiah played reasonably well today. He's at his best in the run game, where he can kind of get downfield and use that aggression to his advantage. You know, I thought he picked up a couple stunts pretty well today. I think he's improving. But, you know, just I think that the technicality, the footwork has a long way to go. But it was telling of how this team is feeling about his development that they were willing to just throw him in there in this kind of heated environment and see what he had. So I would expect him to get a lot more run at right guard on Saturday. You're not going to see many starters, if any. So, you know, he's going to have a lot of opportunities for time on task to improve. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he impresses coaches enough that they don't feel like they have to go out and make, you know, one of those late camp trades like they did with Luke Fortner, Austin Richards last year. But for now, it's Jeremiah.
Got to imagine one of the highlights from today was the birthday boy, Bryce Lance. So he had two touchdowns that he caught from Tyler Shuck, and hopefully that's a good sign that he won't be held out for Saturday's game because we didn't get to see him in the preseason opener.
Yeah, he was a little banged up, but, you know, Kellen after the game said he could have played if they needed him. He was kind of in an emergency capacity. I think there'll be a few players that we didn't see last weekend getting, whether they get a lot of run, whether they just get a few snaps. But, you know, Tyree Wilson, Anthony Jennings, both guys suited up but didn't really play. Bryce Lance, as you mentioned. I think Danny Stutzman is a guy I'd expect to see this week. He got sat last week just because, you know, he's got a defined role and they wanted to get reps for some other guys. But I do want to see him in there. The bigger question to me is, who's your starting quarterback? In that, you know, Tyler Shuck's not going to play. Last week it was Spencer Rattler. You know, I think Zach Wilson objectively played better in that game. You know, Kellen did decline to name a starter as of today. He said that they're going to talk about that tonight, tomorrow, and kind of figure it out. But even that alone tells you that that backup quarterback conversation is a lot more interesting than it was going into the preseason opener when he was definitive early in the week. Yes, Spencer's going to start. We had not seen Zach Wilson get a single rep with the twos during anything but like a joint practice where you're kind of combining them. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I would expect Spencer to start again. But I think we're talking about it a lot more in that it's a competition as opposed to just a two and a three. So we'll see how that goes. But I think this is an important week for both of those guys. For Spencer to kind of bounce back from what I would say was a struggle in the preseason opener. And then for Zach Wilson to back up the performance, right? Because, you know, Zach's not a guy who's put a lot of back-to-back strong games on tape throughout his career. So he needs to go out there and do it again and really kind of put the fire under the Saints to make a decision there because, you know, these guys are not that dissimilar. Zach Wilson was a second round or the number two overall pick, you know, a few years ago, but he's only 27 years old. Spencer is 25, 26. So they're kind of in the same range in terms of, hey, who's your, what do you value the most in a backup? So I just think this is a big week for those quarterbacks.
No, I agree 1,000%, Jeff. And it's something that you had also noted, that Wilson was technically the backup in this practice and the joint workouts. We hear it all the time. They're effectively, you know, like the preseason games basically for these teams, where they're playing the starters. And then the fact that he was the first one out there, I think, is pretty interesting, after Tyler Shuck obviously getting work with the twos. I guess your projection, because, you know, Kellen, like you mentioned, declined to make a statement on it. They're going to continue to discuss it. But I think there, in a sense, it kind of would make some sense for Wilson to start preseason game number two after Rattler started preseason game number one, and then you go into, you know, the third week of the preseason, hopefully with a little bit more defined with that role. I think a lot of us really didn't discuss it too much about the backup quarterback battle, kind of penciled Rattler in, but with that performance from preseason week number one, maybe it's a little bit more of a conversation. So, like I said earlier, just kind of looking into the crystal ball a little bit, who would you project to be the starter for this Saturday's game against the LA Rams?
Yeah, I wouldn't overreact to today in the sense of, you know, Spencer got the first kind of run with the twos on Tuesday. Zach got it today. And to me, it's a lot more like a couple years ago when you had Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler competing for that backup job, and you would kind of rotate. So I don't think today, like Zach getting the first reps today, is necessarily a sign that he's going to start. I would still expect it to be Spencer. But I do think that, you know, maybe you shorten Spencer's run a little bit. You know, I think last week you were kind of just having him out there until he got a successful run in, or a successful drive with that second team offense, because the first few drives, the opening touchdown notwithstanding, didn't really do much. So I think you're going to focus more on keeping it even and making it more of an A to A comparison, whether it's Zach starting or Spencer starting. Whereas last week, I don't think they were necessarily concerned about that. I think it was more about building confidence in Spencer. So I don't know. It's tough. I would lean towards Spencer, but I could see him going the other way and saying, hey, we're competing. And to me, that's the right approach. I don't think you benefit at all from just handing Spencer the job. And I don't think you benefit at all from just pulling the rug out from under him either. I think you turn this into a legitimate competition. You say, may the best man win. And I think that's when football players are at their best. And if you can't handle that competition, you shouldn't have the job in the first place.
Jeff, I was just curious about the running back rotation, how things are going there. We know Alvin's currently down dealing with a knee issue right now. What about with Audric Estime? Was he seen at practice today? And other than that, how are the other backs doing?
Now, Audric didn't make the trip out to California, so he's back in Metairie getting treatment for that ankle injury. We won't see him on Saturday.
Gotcha.
As far as the rest of the running back room, Alvin has the sprained MCL, so he's going to miss some time. We did see a full workload for Kendre Miller, Devin Neal, Ty Chandler. We saw Travis Achane a little bit today, but he was only got a handful of reps early in the practice, and then they kind of shut it down. But, like, Ty Chandler got reps with the ones. Devin Neal got reps with the ones. Kendre Miller got reps with the ones. All those guys I thought looked solid. You know, Ty Chandler continues to be a guy that he'll catch you off guard with the speed, right? You don't expect to see that kind of speed out of the running back position. But when he gets to the edge, I mean, you're not chasing him down. You saw that in that kickoff return to start the game last week. Like, it's not just like running back speed. It's legit speed. And he had a play today where he just got to the edge, and he may have been gone for 40, 50 yards. It's tough to say in a practice where you're not really tackling. But I think you're going to get some run for him. But I really just – I'd like to see Kendre Miller, Devin Neal get a strong workload and prove they can hold up, because I just think that's the question right now for both those guys. I don't have any question about their talent. I think they're both really good football players. But can they just be available week in, week out? Because if they can be, I think there's no question those are the guys you want on your roster. But if you continue to see, like, hey, two practices on, three practices off, dealing with a hamstring, dealing with a back, dealing with whatever, I just don't know how you can trust it. So I think this is an important week for them, too, to not only just get out there, but also, you know, get a good workload and then come back on Monday and be available again.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see both of them back out and getting practice reps because, you know, the injuries have been mounting up over the past couple off seasons for both players. I just wanted to ask you about Travis Etienne is someone that Deuce had really highlighted for that practice against the Cowboys, having a really good day that Tuesday. You know, did he kind of build upon that with this Thursday workout against the Rams? How did Travis look running with the ones?
I mean, he's looked solid. He looks like a really high floor player. You know, we didn't see a ton of work for him this week. I think, you know, you're starting to dial it back for him a little bit now that he's ingrained in the offense. And the only issue is you don't have Alvin to take that workload off of him. So I think there's a couple guys that you feel good about what you've seen from them throughout camp. And so you're going to start to dial it back to make sure they're ready when the season gets here. Caden Ellis is a good example of that. Chris Olave is a good example of that. I think Travis is a good example of that. I think he's exactly what they hoped they were going to be getting when they signed him. He's a solid pass catcher out of the backfield. He's constantly making positive things happen in between the tackles. He can get outside. He reads blocks well. He picks up blitzes well. So he's just, again, he's not a guy you look around the league and you see like a Bijan Robinson, you see a Saquon Barkley, a Jahmyr Gibbs, and it's just like, wow, you know, these are spectacular players. I think Travis is a much more just high floor, you know, I think of like a David Montgomery type player that like no one gets incredibly excited about when you look at the stat lines, but then it's just consistency and winning football that he plays down in, down out. And that's what the Saints, I think, really need at the running back position. So I've been happy with what I've seen from him.
And Jeff, any kind of update on the Saints kicker situation? I know we did get to see hear from Tanner Brown at the podium today.
Not today. It was a strange setup. You know, the Rams have a really nice practice setup out there in Woodland Hills, but they don't have any like permanent goalposts. They have these like little like mobile goalposts that are like half the size. And so there was really no setup to kick field goals today. So we saw Ryan Wright kicking, but no field goal attempts. So we'll have to wait until Saturday in the game to get any sort of update on where those guys are.
Always appreciate the time, man. What's on the docket for tomorrow? I think it's just a walkthrough for the Saints.
Just a walkthrough. It's not open, so we won't be out there. I know we'll be Deuce and myself will be hosting a show in the evening, which will be a little earlier for us. So that's where we'll get into a lot more. But otherwise, we won't be hearing at all from the Saints tomorrow. We'll have to wait till Saturday.
Did you get to talk to Bub Means and try to convince him to stay in his room instead of going to SoFi Stadium?
I didn't. But I did pack like a rabbit's foot. You know, I'll hand that to him before the game. Make sure we're all you know, superstitioned up in the right ways. Because he may not be as superstitious as I am, but I'm nervous for him. The last 2 years, he went to that stadium and left with a season-ending ankle injury. So hopefully it's not really the stadium, and I can stop talking about it after tomorrow.
Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us out in California. Appreciate it, man, and be talking to even more tomorrow.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff.
Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak reporting from Saints joint practice against the LA Rams. A lot of work done today, a lot less fighting. And no fines coming from the LA Rams side of things.
A professional joint practice was held today, and that is a step up from what we saw on Tuesday.
I think it was Jeff or someone pointed out, I saw with Saints media, that the Dallas Cowboys were flagged for the most
unsportsmanlike
penalty last season.
Yeah, I saw
no
that
surprise
too. Listen, man, like I said in the interview with Jeff there, it is really funny looking at social media and seeing both sides beat reporters be like, that team's dirty, no, that team's dirty. It's just like, well, our team hasn't had any issues with the Rams, our team hasn't had any issues with the Jaguars. It's just like, I don't know, guys, it just happened, you know what I mean? But the notes are there about the amount of unsportsmanlike conduct penalties for that Dallas Cowboys team. Just,
and now a hefty $500K fine for both teams.
Just saying it.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. No fines here. We're going to take that break, come back with more. Keep it locked right here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat? Saints football has been on the road all this week, and the black and gold will be taking on the Rams in L.A. on Saturday in preseason action. Game day begins here on WWL 11 a.m. with First Take with me and Charlie Long. Then the countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert begins 1 o'clock. Game time with Deuce and Hoss and Jeff Nowak on the sideline 3 p.m. And then the point after with the Cajun Cannon till 9 p.m. Saints-Rams. Catch all the excitement Saturday on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Charlie, just seeing here from ESPN Dallas Cowboys reporter Todd Archer that Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, said he will appeal the $500,000 fine from the NFL for the incidents against the Saints, but he said it was understandable that there would be some penalty to the team. Jones also said the team would find players individually that were involved.
We have one of our texters that brings up a great point, just like the players should be paying these fines. Like, if you're involved and you're part of these dozens of scuffles, it felt like, pay up for that $500K.
Sounds like Jerry's taking notice of that.
Jerry is probably doing the same exact thing that our texter here kind of recommended, which isn't, you know, it's not illogical, right? Like, the players get involved in these issues and fights after, I'm sure, the coaching staffs told them time and time again, like, look, we need the work. We don't want to get involved in any dust-ups. Let's just go out and get this practice over with. And they still fought like every other play. So, yeah, I'm sure that Jerry is taking notice of what that texter kind of alluded to there of having these players end up paying those fines.
Well, no clock management fine for me. I'm going to take a break. Coming back with more sports talk. Keep it locked right here on WWL Saints Radio, folks. Back here on Sports Talk, and wanted to wish everyone a happy National Radio Day. You know, in an era where algorithm playlists tell you what to listen to, there's still nothing quite like authentic, live, local radio, folks. Whether it's when the power goes out, when the hurricanes roll in, or, you know, when the Saints pull off a late fourth quarter comeback, who do you turn to? You turn on the radio. You turn to the people who live in your neighborhood, stuck in the same causeway traffic, eating the same food, feeling the exact same passion for this city. WWL's been the voice of New Orleans for generations, a beacon that's carried out the stories across the country. And today we are celebrating you, the listener, because our radio station just static without the community on the other end. So thank you, everyone out there. We're going to get back to more sports talk in the next hour. Joining us will be Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network sports director, talking Tigers, what Lane Kiffin and players had to say after today's workout. And then we'll also check in on the LA Rams. Associated Press's Greg Beecham will give us a look at the Rams as we go into this preseason matchup on Saturday and what we can expect from LA, who they are going to play against the Saints in this game. So keep it locked right here on WWL. Be back with more sports talk after top of the hour news coming up next here on WWL.